this is Passport to Texas. Delicious traditional foods take center stage during holiday meals, and that food doesn't have to come from a market if you know where to look and what you're looking for. Savor the flavors of an earlier time in Texas when you forage for and cook with native produce.
I almost prefer fall over spring in certain ways because a lot of complex foods, the fruits and beans and seeds and things like that, really ripen in the fall.
Scooter Cheatham is a naturalist and co-author of The Useful Wild Plants of Texas, the Southeastern and Southwestern United States and Southern Plains and Northern Mexico. It's a multi-volume set of encyclopedias detailing the various uses for plants that grow all around us. And fall is a great time to forage for some of the edible ones.
The Mexican persimmons are a substantial fruit. Mexican plums are ripening. Malvaviscus, Turk's caps, many species of grass. The Soterias are getting ripe now. It makes a real nice little seed cracker. Dallas grass or Paspalum dilatatum is ripening. Lynn's made some really good crackers from those.
Before you start snacking on feral food, make sure that you're 100% certain of what it is. Although you can eat any wild food once, if you don't know what you're eating, you may not get a second chance. Join your local chapter of the Native Plant Society to learn about native nourishment. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.